Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to share about an exciting topic, and I hope you're excited about it too. Because if you grab a hold of the revelation behind this, you will always be blessed. It'll always release the favor of God on your life. You do not have to fear anything. And it is the subject of the tithe. Everybody say the tithe. The tithe. Now, it's interesting, you know, when we think of the tithe, what do we think of? Well, you know, yeah, money, yeah. Bring in the tenth, bring in that. But do you know that the tithe, you can see all the way back, even in the Garden of Eden, with Adam and Eve. And we're going to do a little journey. Obviously, we're not going to look at everything because it's a big subject. But if you grab a hold what the tithe is about, you will always walk in favor. You will always walk in victory. You will never fear, because the tithe, when you see what it is, that it is really right in the center of who God is and of God's heart, then you will not be offended by it. In fact, you'll say, hold on now, I got to embrace this, all right? Because, you know, what is the tithe? The tithe is really God is honoring the Lord, or putting God first. Or if you want to look at it like this, God demands, because of who he is. Think about who is God. Think about the names that, there's one portion in scripture that I love about who God is. It just reveals some of his names. It says he is wonderful. Everyone say wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. So it speaks of God, this almighty, glorious, perfect, majestic God, the Creator. He just speaks and it is. He's perfect. There's no shadow in him. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present. This God likes and wants and desires the cream on the top.
Hallelujah!
Come on, it's true. He wants it. You know, like I remember when I was a little boy, I was in my uncle's farm, and we would go and milk the cows. Anybody milked cows here before? And then you'd get the milk from the cows, and we always fought for the cream on the top. Well, God, in who he is, because he is perfect and glorious and mighty, he wants that. It's his. And so we see even in the garden, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, it says, and the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. In other words, what the Lord was saying, that's mine.
Yes. Yes.
You see, you see the tithe, you see that principle that of putting God first, giving them the cream off the top. It belongs to him. All the trees, but that one is mine. All right? We even see it with Abraham. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 through 20, it says, then Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was a priest of God Most High, and he blessed him. And he said, blessed be Abram, he wasn't a ham yet, of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And this was over 400 something years before the law. And he blessed, and blessed be the God Most High, who has delivered you out of your enemy, out of your enemy's hands. And Abram turned and gave him a tithe of all. So when he saw, and he saw this God, and he heard, and he experienced this, what did he do? He gave him the best. We see him later with Isaac. Remember, God came to Abraham and said, you can be a father of many nations. He said, wait a minute, there's just one problem. I'm old, my wife's old, we don't have children. So Lord, I need a child. And it took a while, but eventually God renewed him, renewed his wife, and they had a child named Isaac. But the day came when this God, who demands the best, demands the first fruits of everything, that's who he is, came to collect the tithe. He came to Abraham and he said, Abraham, you now have your son. Now take him to the top of the mountain and basically give him to me. Come on, somebody. See, it's in God's nature of who he is. He says, I've come to collect, in a sense. Abraham, I've come to collect. And Abraham took his son Isaac up on that mountain and he obeyed God. He said, I'm giving it to you. He tied. It's a crazy story. But listen to what happens. He ties him up. He puts him on the altar. He prepares it. He raises a knife and he says, okay, God, it's yours. And as he's coming down, the Lord God calls out, the angel of the Lord calls out and said, Abraham, stop. He says, I have prepared a lamb unto myself. But you know what he said to Abraham? He said, now I know. Now I know that your heart is completely mine. Why? Because you were willing to give me your best. You are willing to give me the tithe. Come on, somebody. All right? And of course, we see even Jacob in Genesis chapter 28, verse 18 through 22. Sorry. And Jacob rose early in the morning. This is Jacob making covenant with God. And he took the stone that he had put his head on and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, the house of God. But the name of that city has been loosed previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God be with me, and if he keeps me in this way that I am going, and if he gives me bread to eat and clothing to put on. You see, if you honor God, if you put him first, if your heart is truly that. You see, if you truly say, Jesus, you are my Lord, you are my King, I'm waiting for your return. Then listen here, you always give him the best. And he says, look, he will keep you, he will feed you, he will clothe you, he will watch over you. And it says, and then it says in verse 22, and he gave him a tenth of all. Jacob. Come on, somebody. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 12. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I know I'm going over Pastor Corey's sermons here. But it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You see, we are in crisis if we don't understand the tithe. But if you understand the tithe and what it's about, you cannot be in crisis. Because you know, if you give God the cream off the top, if you give God the best, you know you are under the shadow of the Almighty. He will protect you, he will watch over you, and he'll provide for you. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it'll be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor. Somebody say, honor the Lord. Look, when somebody of honor walks into a place, what do? You stand up, you step aside, you lead them, you give them the best seat of the house, you give them the best place. The person of the greatest honor gets the best of everything. So when you honor the Lord, you see, right there, it says, give him the best, give him the tithe. Honor the Lord with your possessions. And with the first fruits of all your increase. And so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. See, what is the solution for what's happening on the earth today? What we just heard, just mentioned even now, previously. What is the solution to that darkness that is coming on earth? The solution is to be tied in with God. The solution is to say to the Lord, no matter what comes down, what comes down to us in this craziness of life right now, we will always put you first. Amen. And when we put you first, we cannot fail. Amen. Come on now. Listen. It's woven into everything of who God is. Exodus 20, verse 3. You shall have no other gods before me. I am number one. No other gods. I am the top. Look at Matthew 22, verse 37 through 38. Jesus said to him, you love the Lord. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. For this is the first and greatest commandment. to put him first. John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. In other words, if you love me, put me first. We even see it in Jesus. God loves to receive the best. He wants the best. It is his, but he also gives the best. See, for God so loved the world that he gave his second best. Is that what it says? No, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, his begotten, in other words, the top, the cream, he gave it. And you know what? By giving his son, see, God, by giving his son, we know that Jesus is the first fruit of many brethren. God gets the tithe back. He gets you. He gets me. Come on now. Tell somebody the tithe is about giving God the best because he is who he is and he demands it. And it's not a bad thing that he demands it. He demands it because of who he is. How can he not but receive the best? Come on now. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. The same blessing that came upon Abraham because he discovered the key and the secret of putting God first will come upon you in Christ Jesus, in order that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Say these words. I will put him first. It doesn't matter if everything else is crumbling around me. I put him first. It doesn't matter if everything else demands something of me. I give him the tithe. Because if I do, favor comes on me. Because I favor him first.
Hallelujah.
So, hallelujah. Now listen to this. The Lord makes his face shine upon me. Say it. The Lord makes his face shine upon me. And is gracious to me. He lifts up his countenance upon me and gives me tranquility of heart and life continuously. I'm continuously being filled with God's goodness. God is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think according to his power that works within me. So I've just got a few more minutes here, but I want to talk about that favor that comes on you when you put God first. The favor that comes when you recognize the tithe, that it's not just the church trying to get your money. It's not just this thing of like, well, they want my money. No, it's you recognizing God for who he is. You give him the best. You give him it first, over the top, before you do anything. You give this to him. And it shouldn't just be with your money. It should be everything. It's your heart. It's your life. Everything. He is first. All right. The favor of God is producing supernatural increase and promotion in my life. Can anybody say amen? Amen. See, this is what's available when you get out of the fear of lack. When you realize that you do not have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When you actually say, you know what, I am in covenant with God and he is first in my life and therefore I give him the best. The favor of God is producing supernatural increase and promotion in my life. The favor of God is restoring everything that the enemy has stolen from me. Come on now. Why favor? Favor is because you're doing it right. Favor comes when you put God first. The favor of God is giving me honor in the midst of my enemies. The favor of God is increasing my assets and my real estate. So if you've got assets and real estate, hallelujah. Turn to your wife and say, you are my favorite asset. Number five.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says, the favor of God is producing great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Come on, some of you, because you're still thinking of your wife, I'll read that again. The favor of God is producing great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Hallelujah. Come on. The favor of God is producing recognition even when I seem the least likely to receive it. Hallelujah. I like that one. The favor of God gives me preferential treatment. The favor of God grants me petitions, even by ungodly civil authorities. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been to the DMV? Hallelujah. You need to know that. The favor of God causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed to my advantage. The favor of God will win battles that I won't have to fight because God will fight them for me. See, this is God's favor. He goes before you. But why? Why does this favor come on you? Because you've hooked up with God. First of all, you recognize who He is. You know who He is. And you see who He is. And therefore, just like Abraham, when he saw Him, He gave him a tithe. He gave him the best. The blessing of God empowers me to prosper. The favor of God creates opportunities to make it happen. That's right. You need to look around you. If you're walking in the favor of God, opportunities come your way constantly. Amen. You don't have to. It says, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. It doesn't say I have to go seek them out. It says they come to me. The only problem you will have is what to do with what has come to you. See, some of you that haven't experienced that, you look at us, you look at me, or when we say this kind of thing and you say, well, I don't quite get it. How does that work? Put God first. It's amazing the things that He does. My steps are ordered of the Lord. I am always at the right place at the right time. In Jesus' name. I make wise and prosperous financial decisions in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So say this. God is first. And everything that is mine, I will give Him the best of it. In Jesus' name. Amen.